you only need a few megawatts, you know, you don't want to go build a 50 megawatt project, right? So it's going to be size and how all those economics. What would be ideal is if you found a basin that you had a multiple assets that you could go in and you could develop it in stages as you needed. That way you got one transmission line run, and then maybe you had a couple of upper lakes, you could develop those, and then over time you could pick up the other ones. There are a couple assets out that are similar like that, but they may have some tougher permitting challenges. So, good question.
Yeah.
So just a couple other feasibility and planning considerations as we look toward the future. We did go out to, and look at some geothermal at Belle Island. I think most of you guys are familiar with that. We went out and we did an initial surface investigation out there. People have talked about Belle Island for years. Our transmission goes right across the island. I got a first right of refusal to purchase the property, got access to go out and do a study. We went out and did some surface investigation, confirmed some temperatures and things like that. And the risk reward profile just wasn't there for me. And we were to the point to take it to the next step, we were going to have to drill some holes. And you start talking $1 million or so there to go poke around a little bit. And I mean, we have so many hydro resources in our area. The geothermal one was quite risky. And some of you may know, I think NACNAC went bankrupt chasing geothermal. So just a lesson learned there. Wind. So my perspective as CEO, I've always looked at near-term, mid-term, and long-term as far as our development goes. So the near-term stuff is the low-hanging fruit that we've been working on that I've noted a number of those. The mid-term stuff is, so say industrial load came in next week, says, hey, we need 3 megawatts. Well, if you look at our resources, we could probably provide that most of the time in today's environment. There might be a couple of months that they have to burn some diesel to do that. So if that were to occur tomorrow and we had a potential wind site sitting out there, we could probably go get something up and running, feeding into the system within, I'm going to say, you know, 24 months compared to 10 years for a hydro. So that might be a bridge that you could make and utilize until you get a hydro project up and running for a long-term resource. So I think it's good to look at those. We've got a Met Tower that we're hoping to get up. We took a while to find a place. I know Clay's done some stuff here locally and with mixed results. So we're still going to go out there and go through that. Most of the wind assets in this area have been computer generated as far as what the resource is worth. And so the more tests you can do, they can correlate that to their modeling and actually get a better view. But, you know, they're kind of ugly. Some people don't like them. But they've gained quite a bit of popularity. And the technologies are advancing as well, so that's always good. Tidal, we do have one or two potential tidal sites that are co-located pretty close to our transmission line. And so that's a technology, marine hydrokinetics, that I'm watching very closely. It's advancing, but it's advancing slowly. It still falls under the permitting requirements of a typical FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, process. So it's really lengthy. It's difficult to get it into the water. The problem that with advancing that is that it's difficult to get it into the water, and it's even more difficult to hook it up to your system. If you want to hook it, you can. Sometimes these guys are able to get them in the water, but they can't hook them into the line because then it becomes FERC jurisdiction. So there's some hurdles there. I'm actually working on the federal level a little bit to see if there's some way that we can get some type of an exemption for Alaska, especially for new technologies. FERC's got some things that, like a 5-megawatt conduit exemption, for instance, that they let you do certain things under a particular size. And I'd really like to see something similar for hydro and marine hydrokinetics so we can get out and test some of this stuff.
Could you qualify as a pilot project?
They
love those kinds of projects.
Yeah, it's kind of sketchy as far as doing it under the current way. some of the pilot projects now, if you put them in, you can go test them, but then they require you to take them back out.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to get a legislative fix there that we could get some type of an exemption. And think about it. Alaska is the perfect place to test new technologies. We have some of the harshest environments. So if it works here, then it'll work in most other places. So I think there's some good selling points for moving that along. And I have been speaking with Senator Murkowski's cabinet there to move some of those concepts along, and we might see some stuff happen there. I'm hopeful that we'll get something done. Some other considerations. As you guys know here, air source heat pumps have gained popularity, which is, it does a couple of things, but one thing, it could affect our energy demand going forward. If those were widely adopted, and if people had electric heat and transitioned over those, you'd see a drop in your load, and that might prolong the time for you to build that next increment of hydro. Biomass, use of batteries. There's several things going on. A lot of technologies out there moving pretty quick, and implementation is happening pretty rapidly down in the States. And technology is getting better. The cost of solar has come down immensely. And there's actually, we laugh about it a little bit, but there are some applications here in Southeast that some of the newer solar panels may work better. Some of them work better in cloudy environments.
At one time, we considered a plasma burner to become a waste disposal, if you will, for all of Southeast. Do you have? I know the technology has advanced since, 10 years ago when we first discussed it.
So, great question. So that was one thing I looked at very early when I first came on about 5 years ago. And we had a discussion if we could aggregate the trash from Southeast and do a plasma burner. Is there a waste of heat or some type of thing that we could do there to get some benefit out of there? It didn't really pencil out at the time because you got to have a pretty steady stream and transportation costs. But boy, wouldn't that be great if you could take something that's currently costing you money and flip it and at least get a revenue neutral deal going and maybe make some money in sales or reduce your heat. Yeah. And that may be one of those things that eventually over time technology advances enough and then it might make sense. Mm-hmm. It'd be great if we could stop shipping trash down the States. Yeah, great question.
We're going to have to move along here. We got a
pretty
full agenda.
I just got a couple slides. Sorry, man.
Okay.
So you got electric vehicle penetration, impact of energy efficiency on loads. And I think that's something that, as Assembly, you might just want to think about that one important thing on what that means and how you might do demand-side management to control your future loads. And, of course, weather trends. So I'll keep this really short. Got a lot of things going on, external initiatives on the federal level. Trying to increase FERC hydro duration, so when we relicense the projects, instead of 30, will be 50 or 40. There's been a transition going to 30 here recently. Of course, the Rollis rule. Reclassification of hydropower as a renewable. That's important because you might be able to get some DOE money. And currently, it's not listed as a renewable. It's something that our delegation is also working on. We had an increase of FERC 71% on our land use fee. We're still fighting that. And then I've got a whole list of things I'm working with Alaska DNR. So these are a whole bunch of legislative and regulatory things that that I pursue kind of behind the scenes that not many folks know about. There you go. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Here.
Salka?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. I'm going to call the recess for about 5 minutes at 7:50 p.m.
Sorry if I ran a little longer.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it's good.
Good opportunity.
It would be good for you to come back every year. Really?
I'll try.
Yeah.
Once a year is good.
That worked a lot better than the other one did.
Yeah. Thanks, Clay. I'll have to add you to my list.
It's already on.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, man, beautiful day.
So.
All right, so I don't even have to.
Catch you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a proposal on our agenda for our next CEPA meeting. And make us comply with.
Thank you, bye.
Freedom of information.
Being a workshop before the meeting.
Oh, yeah, I didn't expect.
What it's going to mean is that our competition, who is AT&T.
If it was, I would have made it.
Would have access to all of our data.
Yeah, that's a shame.
All of our decisions.
Well, because I, it was really good information.
Oh, yeah.
Next time I'll remember, I'll give them an hour.
Pay somebody.
Like before of the public hearing or before the meeting.
There's got to be a way to log every email, every letter, every.
I'm already yawning and meaning.
So who wants to do this? And their council then? So who's getting paid? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Yeah. Who's getting paid? So I don't know what we want.
If you're not compelled, you'll be dismissed.
We lost all the audience.
Yeah.
Actually, our financials are Republican. But if we pay somebody to do a study for us, they go, we should, if we pay.
I did find out some interesting news on our water.
$100,000 to investigate the audit. We got our data and everything.
$700 feet is pretty deep for here.
$1,000 or whatever it costs.
But if you would have a record of us there.
That's crazy.
Something probably needs.
Somebody is getting, somebody is in some company or something. I'd like to be, see everybody on that board. And who they belong to, what money they have invested.
Well, no, I don't think it's that. I think it's.
You sure? Why would they want it? Why would they want it?
You know, the longer it stays alive, the longer you keep working. You notice that? So in the winter time, you work your six hours a day, and now you're up to about.
Yeah, in the springtime, I'm always more tired. Summer, you know, you get used to it.
Where am I?
By the time summer comes around. It's the week was, too. I've been wearing my thing. Watching my sleep pattern. That's getting less.
Is it really?
In the winter, I put 9 to 10.
Oh, yeah, was it dark like that?
Yeah. Now it's 7.
It's not a bad thing. You ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Reconvene the meeting at 7:54 PM. Amendments to the agenda. Anyone have amendments to the agenda? Item 4, conflict of interest. I'm going to declare a conflict of interest on item 15A. Reason is that my daughter has recently went to work for search, and she's currently living in my residence.
So is there any direct financial benefit of you for that conflict?
Actually, no. It would probably cost more. More electric used and that sort of thing.
Well, I don't see a problem with it if nobody else does.
No problem.
I have a conflict with 15A. My wife is a employee of search, and she is a contractor to the hospital and the chief of staff of the hospital.
Will the item under discussion, which is the land use, have any effect on that contract?
No.
I don't see a conflict.
Thank you.
Item 5, consent amendment.
Move to approve the consent items listed as 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Six and seven were taken care of under the consent agenda. Item eight, borough manager's report.
I will be pretty quick. You have a written version in front of you, so I'm just going to kind of summarize. Electrical department has been doing the brushing end of the tie transmission lines. They will come up later to clean, but they're trying to get it. They got to jump on that while the ground was still frozen. Cow Alley rebuild project is underway. They're having to replace a couple of poles and the guy wires, and they just want to thank all the landowners and the residents there that have been very patient with some of the outages. They're replacing some of the switches on the system that tend to sectionalize the line. Under tourism, the CVB has worked with the state, and they purchased very highly qualified emails from the state, and they have sent out a couple of these newsletters, and they can track the opening, how many react, how many respond, how many click on our links, and so that's actually been very successful. They've bought about 20,000 names, give or take, on that, and they did it in two phases, and the last phase was sort of the end of February, early March. Stikine River Birding Festival is the end of this month, from April 26th to 30th. All of the schedule of events is online, stikinebirding.org. The birds are showing up, so hopefully the weather will stay with us. Electrical Department and Public Works have been working with DOT on the Evergreen project and looking at some poles, driveway access, culverts, drainages. To the best of our knowledge, they are still planning to go to bid within the next month or so. Mental Health Trust Land Office held a public meeting last Thursday dealing with their proposed land exchange with the U.S. Forest Service. There's about 1,100 acres here in Wrangell that are proposed to be exchanged to the Forest Service. I took the maps, well, they gave me the maps, from, and they're up on the board, that shows the land that's proposed for trade. As you'll recall, last fall, we had written a letter to request about 100 acres or so not be included in that. And we had talked with Senator Murkowski's office that at this point, they didn't want to adjust the bill because of the implications that it can mean as far as going back for review. Anyway, they are very well aware that during the appraisal process, should there have to be some equalizing of values, that we have requested that land to be pulled out, if possible. Because I at least still fully believe that it is very developable land that could benefit the mental health beneficiaries as well as the community. It's that area at 9 Mile before you get to the Pats Creek watershed. So there's some waterfront property and then past Brett's Rock Pit. So anyway, it's not part of the bill. Whether anything will happen with that, I don't know. But they're very aware of our request. Wrangell cleanup was this past Saturday. So we'd like to thank all the community members that helped keep Wrangell beautiful. Wrangell Hazardous Household Cleanup will be May 12th and 13th. And there's information on the website. The WCA IGAP program is sponsoring an electronic waste disposal this Saturday, free. You can drop off old TVs, old computers, all that stuff over here at the carving shed. Parks and Recreation has a hop-in program, Help Our Parks program. And on April 22nd, they're working with a lot of volunteers that are going to help clean up, do some brushing, painting, fixing, you name it, at Volunteer Park, since it's one of our one of our very popular parks. That's the park that they are picking first. So if you want to participate, get hold of the Parks and Recreation Department and they can give you more information. Senate Bill 23 is the state's operational budget, and public testimony was supposed to have been last Thursday. They moved it to this morning, and that deals with the Municipal Harbor Facility Grant Fund. Right now, there is $5 million in that fund. That's our Shoemaker Bay project. We are the top of the list. If that $5 million stays in there, Shoemaker will be funded. So Greg Meisner, our Harbor Master, Clay Ham Report Commission, and myself were there. We were testifying on behalf of that program, talking about it's a competitive program, and the return on the investment to the state is huge. Their $5 million will leverage $6.2 million of local funds. So from an economic standpoint, it benefits everybody. That's That's it.
Carol, just regarding the union negotiations, I just want to be clear with you to ensure that people know we are not receiving any information as this negotiation goes along. I had a union member today who I believe is involved in an official capacity corner me and want to discuss it. And I said that, number one, I don't know anything. And number two, we're not to discuss it. We are supposed to remain neutral. Am I correct in that?
Correct. Yes. Okay. We are not able to share any information with you about the negotiations until the proper timing.
That's great. And I'd just like to say publicly that until, if that is on our end, that we are to remain neutral as we receive the agreement, we will review that agreement and we will make our best judgment at that point. On the union end, I would appreciate it if they respected it conversely and didn't corner me at morning coffee at the fire hall to discuss what they discussed last night. So I don't know anything about it. Nothing has been shared at any point, and nor should it. And so I want it to go both ways.
I really have no comment, as I have no idea what happened.
Thank you.
Anything further? Thank you. For clerk's file.
Everything that I have is in my report. I just wanted to draw attention to the school board had a special school board meeting on April 3rd and appointed Robert Rain to fill the appointment of the unexpired term until October 2017. October 3rd, we'll have our municipal election, and there will be an unexpired term seat on there for 2 years. So.
Thank you. Any questions? Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Does any assembly member have any report?
I had this is a kind of an ongoing thing and everything. And Carol, I'm not throwing you under the bus in any way here. Saturday and Sunday, I had a lot of complaints to me. I mean, actually several, because I was out working in my yard. And I don't know what to do about it, but we need some way to get rid of refuge either on Sunday or Monday. And I'm talking like, tailings, clippings, trees, or whatever, without having to open the dump up or whatever. I told some people to, Amber took off, but told some people to go out the Spur Road and there's a place out there you can dump that stuff. Well, that's locked up. I was told later on that they have a place there by permit only, by the shooting range, you can dump stuff.
It's for commercial use.
Commercial use. So there's no place in town to dump that stuff Sunday, Monday. So if you want to do anything with it, you're stuck with it either in your vehicle or on your property Sunday and Monday. And most of it's just wood waste.
You're talking strictly biomass.
Yes, exactly. Okay. There's no place to dump that. Okay. So what's been happening, as I've seen, is it's getting dumped along the roads about everywhere they can dump it. And I just told people, I say, I'd bring it up. I know it's a problem, but I just told people I'd bring it up at the meeting.
Okay.
So now
I know the shooting range is almost full, so we have to watch what we can actually put in there, and we don't have the space. We don't have room at the dump. We don't have a location to allow that and to burn it. So, yeah, I mean, it is an issue. You're right. But okay. We can add it to the list. That's my response right now.
Mr. Mayor, I was fortunate enough to attend the regional EMS conference in Sitka this past weekend. And we had nurses, physicians, and EMTs go. And it was an excellent conference. They did a really good job. Some interesting topics coming up. One is how do communities continue to get volunteers to come forward for EMS and firework. It saves each community millions of dollars each year in volunteer hours. And so working on strategies, Wrangell's actually has one of the strongest EMS groups in the region. And we're actually very fortunate. Other groups are finding less and less people are willing to give that time. So came home with lots of new tips, tricks, and ideas. And it was an excellent conference.
Thank you. Anything further? Okay, item 10B, city boards and committee appointments. We have one vacancy on the Economic Development Committee that expires October 2019, and there were no letters of interest. So we continue with that. Next item, item 11, persons to be heard. No persons to be heard. Then we go to item 12, unfinished business. Proposed ordinance number 931, of ordinance of the Assembly of the City of Burrell, Alaska, amending Title VI, business taxes, licenses, and regulations of the Wrangell Municipal Code to add a new chapter 6.05 to be entitled Marijuana. This is a second reading.
I move to adopt ordinance number 931.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12B, proposed ordinance number 932, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 6.04.030, Assembly recommendation for license in chapter 6.04, alcoholic beverages. This is also a second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 932.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12C, proposed ordinance number 933. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding a new chapter 5.09, excise tax on marijuana, to Title V, Revenue of and Finance of the Wrangell Municipal Code, second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 933.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12D, proposed ordinance number 934, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in chapter 1.20, general penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code, second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 934.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Moving to new business, item 13A, discussion and possible action regarding the water shortage management plan. I had on my, in the Dropbox, about three different versions.
There's a lot of duplicates. It's the one that's stamped draft.
Is it a change from the original one we had?
Yes, yes. Significant change.
Right, Mayor.
Yes.
Right now, you should have the in the packet is the new version is in there, and then it's also separate in Dropbox. So if you just wanted to look at it separately. But what was added today into the packet is the three items that are highlighted.
Yeah, I'm working off the website packet. That's the most recent, correct? Thank you.
Let me check.
Yeah. Anybody got to have any discussion on it?
Well, not necessarily on the water management plan, but on discussing what we're going to do about this water management, I've got some comments. If we want to do that now, or do we want to wait for that?
Well, this is just the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that under the next item, which is the water treatment plant.
Okay.
improvements.
Well,
I think that'd be the appropriate place.
I read it and I thought it did a very good job of implementing what we had discussed at the last meeting, and I'm happy enough with it to make a motion to accept it and write it into the ordinance.
I agree, and I think there's going to be some tweaking. It's going to probably be a living document for a little while once we try this stuff, but like with anything new, we just need to remain flexible and generate those ideas. If there's something earth-shattering, we can direct, move quickly, and if it's just a bunch of little things, we can save them up and make a change later on. But I think it's a great first stab, and thanks to everybody who worked so hard to pull it together. I'm very grateful for your hard work.
Yes.
So, Mayor, in the packet, I think it's starts on page 95 of the packet. At the bottom of it, it says page 1 of 9, revised April 10th, 2017.
Which page do you want us to be on?
I don't.
So of the electronic packet, you know,
right.
Page 95 is where it is.
Page 95.
Anytime a packet has 95 pages, we're in trouble.
Can you reference the
well,
so
page
see,
of 9?
See right here, that's page 100.
Yeah.
So
I'm not. It doesn't work that way for me.
You're too high.
95.
This is page 89.
I'm sure with you.
Yeah.
13A6.
If you don't on the top.
13A6.
Can you go down? Keep going. Oh, yeah.
At the very bottom, it says revised April 10th, 2017.
Okay. Anyway, what was your comment?
I can't find it. I don't know where you are.
Well, I wanted everyone to be on the same version.
I don't.
Yours doesn't say draft in the middle of it when it's down there, buddy? Like that?
Yeah, stamped with draft.
Depends which one I'm on here.
Page 95
of the overall packet.
Of the end of the agenda, right?
So I'm working.
No, whoa. Back up. Stop. Go down a little bit. Page 9 of 9, go up. 1 of 9. 1 of 9.
17.
1 of 9.
17.
1 of
9.
Revised April 10th, 2017.
Let's see, so then mine still is March 2017.
Well, you got a stupid computer.
Well, I pulled mine off of the website. I bring mine down from the website. I don't use Dropbox. I'll work off the mayor's.
Well, and on page 3 of 9, I pointed out that they have stage 4 mentioned, and they're taking care of that. The only question I had was on the penalty or fine. This is on page 7 of 9. Under violations and charges, and obviously when we put this in an ordinance form, we have to put the penalty, include the penalty schedule. But it says something to the effect that penalty will be up to $250 if you violate stage 2, and up to $500 if you violate stage 3 restrictions. And I just wondered, how do you determine the up to? Are there gradients of fines, or
probably should just say 250 or 500?
Yeah, I think that would be clearer.
Go ahead.
I know I should talk through the mayor, but could you tell us where you wanted us to be on this? Now we found a.
So page 95 of the entire packet.
You're in an individual. You're in an individual document.
Out of the 128.
So look at the page 1 of 9. Or
you just want us to be on the same page. Is that what you're trying to do, son? On the same document, 1 through 9.
You're not worried about the specific page.
She was 7 of 9 was what she was asking about on the penalties. Page 7.
Okay. Patty was just on page 7 of 9.
Okay, and you want 3 of 9.
No, I wanted us on the correct version, 1 through 9.
Okay. That's
okay.
And, Mayor?
Yeah.
To address Assemblymember Gilbert's concern, so when the ordinance comes forward, so will
separate ordinance with the fine schedule, having those penalties listed.
Right. Don't we have to write the ordinance and then include it in our fine schedule?
It'll be a separate ordinance.
Correct.
Right. So it'll come to the assembly at the same time.
Right, but in two parts.
Right, because you don't want to approve one without the other.
Correct, yeah. That's the way I understand it. And will the ordinance bear this whole document? Or will it reference this document?
Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I remember Jeff had mentioned that it would reference it.
Okay.
That's why he said we have to do the ordinance, because the ordinance would reference
the document. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just had one minor edit, and there was actually, the first version had 9 pages. This version actually has only a total of 8 pages, so the last page says page 8 of 9. So it's actually 8 of 8.
Oh, yeah, so. We did change that.
So. Yeah, I know. Oops. So that's just a little change.
I'd like to know how they're going to police this. How are they going to know when someone's been wasting water? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I saw last year on the dock, I saw people washing boats. Mm-hmm. And so I just went down to the Harbor Master Shack and said, hey, you got people over the harbor washing boats, you need to go tell them not to wash the boats. And so they went down and told them to stop washing their boats. And I think that's going to take the community and community workers and everybody. You know, we had so many calls about, I can't remember what it was, but there was some water out on the ramp at the fire department. People thought we were washing the truck. Well, it's just the truck had filling up and overspilled. And so we had people squealing on us all over the place. So, you know, I think that's good. We want to get everybody looking and watching.
I agree with that, but I also don't want people going around saying, okay, this guy's wasting water. What I don't want to do is someone makes a mistake and, you know, some kid leaves a hose on and you go give him a $250 fine. I mean, I don't want to see anything like that. So, I mean, you got to, whoever's going to police this has got to be kind of understanding also. If it comes down to that, hopefully we get all the rain in the world, we don't have to worry about it. Well, that's not necessarily a problem, so.
But remember that there's a warning before you get any kind of a financial fine, which is helpful for that reason.
I don't know how this plays into this, but I like the document in general. I think Assemblymember Prusanka is correct in that sense that some tweaks may need to be made to it over time, but it's going to be a major piece for educating the public. And I don't know, the girls' high school basketball team was planning a car wash fundraiser in the next 10 days or something, so I don't know how that works if we go into stage one.
They use those shut-off nozzles. They're okay.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
According to stage one.
Stage one.
Description.
Okay. I'll pass the word along.
I don't know if I go along with that.
Well.
Because you're going to tell me that you're going to have a car wash, and 10 days after that, you're going to go to stage two. That ain't going to look too good on the city's part of it.
I think we have to live to what we say. And we can't try to hyper-guess everything. If we say we're in stage one and you just need a shut off and the kids have a car wash, and that's we're in stage one. And I think it's a matter of common sense. And when we reach stage two, no more car washes. But we can't shut down living in anticipation of moving to the next stage, I don't think. I think it's laid out. And if we just ask people to use common sense, hopefully we can cut back a bit.
You mean no more water then?
I'm not never flushing my toilet again, David. Save water.
No more water.
Well, what did you mean? You gave all my water away.
I think we have to start somewhere, and this is a good start.
Absolutely.
That's the way I look at it. You know, it may need, like you say, it may need to wait. Things change. And, you know, people's concept changes also. So.